Thanks very much, Yonche. I find this a dangerous business, this reading my poems in the light of such a wonderful poet as Lou McNeice, because I think influence is a very odd, private, personal business. But I'll attempt to do it by reading a handful of poems in which I think were written in a kind of McNeicean light, if you like, from my admittedly small oeuvre. I like McNeice's train poems a lot, and he wrote lots of train poems, you know, from Trains in the Distance all the way through to Stargazer, with poems, wonderful poems like Corner Seat along the way. So I'll read a train poem. This is called From a Weekend First. One for the money, arrangements in green and grey from the window of an empty dining car. No takers for this burgundy today, apart from me. I'll raise a weighted stem to my homeland scattering by. Be grateful for these easy on the eye, army and navy surplus camouflage colours that seem to mask all trace of life and industry. A draft for the hidden dead, our forefathers, the landfills of the mind where they turned in with the plush and orange peel of yesteryear, used up and entertained and put to bed at last. To this view where everything seems to turn on the middle distance, crematoria, multiplex way stations in the form of big sheds that house their promises of goods and sex. To the promise of a university town, its spires and playing fields. No border guards will board at this station. No shakedown relieve me of papers or contraband. This is England. Nobody will pull the cord on these thoughts, though the cutlery and glasses set for dinner are tinkling at a bend, a carriage full of ghosts taking their places. Now drink to slow outskirts, the colour wheels of 50 years collected in windows, to worlds of interiors, to credit deals with nothing to pay until next year, postcodes where water hardens, then softens, where rows of streetlights become the dominant motif as day drains, and I see myself transposed into the dark, lifting my glass. Belief is one thing, though the dead have none of it. What would they make of me, this Pinot Noir on my expenses, time enough to write this on a virgin antimacassar? The miles of faint, the months of Sunday school, the gallons of free milk all led to here. An empty dining car, a single fool reflected endlessly on the night air.